Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here with the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And if you want to learn more about anything related to ETFs, but you also want to try to figure out what could fit into your portfolio, what's new, what is trending, because you like the idea of saying, let me buy ETFs that are moving in the right direction with, as well, the benefit of saying, okay, and I have a reason and a decision point to say, when would I get out and recognize when the trend is not working, then you want to check out ETFtrends.com. On Twitter at ETF Trends, and Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Your ETF of the week is
the JP Morgan Alerian MLP Index ETN, ticker symbol AMJ.
It's the AMJ, the JP Morgan Alerian MLP Index ETN. Exchange-traded note, not an exchange-traded fund. You know, MLPs, well, something that anybody who is looking for generating yield, looking, saying, I want to be able to get some income in a low-yield environment, MLPs, definitely something worth looking at. But, man, have they been volatile of late. So why this exchange-traded note now?
There's a lot to tackle in a few minutes here, Chuck, but let me go with the main talking points. I mean, first of all, MLPs, Master Limited Partnerships, they're looking attractive. And as you said, they definitely have been volatile in nature since, in the last 5 years, energy prices and oil prices and gas prices coming down so low. However, MLPs primarily deal with the distribution and storage of oil and gas. They aren't on the production side. They basically truck it from one location to another. So it's different in a way and doesn't always correlate with the price of oil. So that's something to consider. The other thing is, with production here in the U.S. ticking up as oil prices have stabilized, we're seeing more and more profitability, thus higher and higher yield. Right now, this MLP ETN yields over 6%, almost 7%. And with that in mind, as many people are looking for alternative yield options in their portfolio, it's something to take a look at, especially as it's stable. Now, an ETN, as you point out, is different than an exchange-traded fund, so exchange-traded notes. The thing here is it's backed by a bank. So ETNs, in fact, are unstructured debt security that basically promises to pay out the value of an index at its maturity along with any distributions. So there's an Alerian index that's supported by this note, and the shareholders get what equates to the value of that index. But it really is a debt security and exposed to the default risk of the underwriting bank, which in this case is JP Morgan. So here's the question. You're not getting the index itself. You're getting a note that represents the index, and it's JP Morgan's obligation to make sure that the shareholders get that. As long as everything's fine with JP Morgan, shareholders should be fine. Back during the financial crisis, we had some instances where banks went under, and there were a few notes that actually were affected by that. But I think today, especially with the strength of JP Morgan, not anything to be concerned about. More importantly, with MLPs, because their price compared to the underlying index tends to fluctuate a little bit more. Here's something that correlates a lot closer to that underlying index. And to a great degree, for those investors that are looking for that pure representation of the index, it's something to consider. I know it's kind of a mouthful. And the other thing to be concerned about, or at least be aware of, is there are different tax obligations with MLPs as well. So that's something to consider, too. This is not something for the faint of heart. However, great yield, great way to diversify your portfolio, and especially when oil prices are somewhat stable.
The taxes were actually where I was going to go. Normally, I'm always asking, where does the money come from? Because people will have exposure to oil, but they don't necessarily have the MLPs. But the taxes were definitely one situation that I was concerned with. The other would be, is this a case where, as much as we can blithely talk about it, do you actually say, talk to your tax preparer before you buy an MLP ETN?
Well, if you're an individual investor, definitely lift up the hood and understand it. And there's enough written out there, and we could spend a half hour talking about the different tax structures. With ETFs, for sure, there is the chance that you might be double taxed because the C corp is required to pay corporate tax, income tax, and distributions before the distributions are passed through the investors. But fund investors are also taxed on the fund dividends and capital gains distribution. So again, getting a little bit too complicated, but it's a choice. Should not scare you away, because in fact it offers the ability for appreciation along with this high yield. So I'm a big fan, and MLPs are not going away. In fact, with everything that's going on with the pipelines that Trump is supporting, I think we're going to see more and more as there's more news about Keystone and the tar sands pipeline and that type of thing.
200-day moving average play?
Yeah, it is. It's right above its average, so it's a great time, as it's right above its trend line, for sure. Again, you're not going to have this in a normal S&P 500 allocation. You might have some companies that touch on it, but this is something that would deemed to be alternative from an equity standpoint and also alternative from a yield standpoint. But, boy, when you look at your fixed income yield right now, adding a little bit into this allocation and getting close to 7% really boosts that overall yield.
Absolutely. It's the J.P. Morgan Alerian MLP Index ETN, ticker symbol AMJ, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out the website. Follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. And while you're at it, follow Tom. He's at Tom Lydon. What a great way to start the Thursday, September 7th edition of Money Life. Up next, our big interview will be with Patrick O'Hare, Chief Market Analyst for Briefing.com. That will be here when we return from these messages. Stay tuned.